Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohs.
Having fun, John.
It's always good. And we had a great day today. And now we're at the last segment of the show. It goes so fast. And of course, this is the Christina Luce show. And I have a question because Christina this past week celebrated her wedding anniversary 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
2 days ago, actually, yeah, it's Cinco de Mayo is your actual day. And I think you're married 8 years. Am I right or no?
Yes, we're married 8 years together, almost 19 though.
Right. I remember reading it. So I knew you weren't married 19. It was 18 and 19. So I knew that wasn't. And so my question, I have a question for Christina and then Otto, but we'll start with Christina. In order to make your relationship work, who gives in more?
That's good.
And Dan, we're going to hear from you too. So,
you know, and I'm not even just trying to give it the PC answer.
No, there is none. I agree.
We really both actually give in, because I'm thinking my personality in general is more of a giving in one. You know, I'm always the one be like, okay, you know, no, whatever. But I have to say, I mean, most of the time I like get to do the things that I want or, you know, my opinion. So Jay actually must be giving in too. And I'm just not really even realizing it. But I have to say there definitely is a mutual, you know, and I think that also comes with kind of how long we've been together for. So we had to do that or, you know, all hell would have broken loose at this point. But I definitely think, you know, that was a good one because we certainly both, you know, have, and I think it's with different things, you know, so it's important though. I think not one person can be the main giving inner, you know, because then you get kind of burnt out.
I agree. But I see with what I do, you know, doing financial planning with families, you know, I do see where there are certain people in certain situations, yeah. 100% in charge. And that doesn't mean man or woman.
Yeah.
And then the other person just sits back and yes, honey. No, honey. Yeah. Yes, honey. And if it works, that's fine.
Right. And I think, yeah, you're right.
Nobody can tell you what works.
It depends on the situation. And, it depends, I think, on, you know, the people, obviously, and what works. And I think it also depends on, like, what, you know, realm we're talking about, you know, compromising or giving in, you know, and what.
So,
Otto, what about you?
I would say we're pretty much both give in to each other. I probably am more of a ringleader, to be honest about it, that I come up with the things to do a little more often. Bunny is more satisfied. She's more into, she'll read a book or whatever. Mm-hmm. But between the two of us, I'd say we do work it out. I do believe also there are different levels of things you work out. You know, you got the top level, which is how do you handle your kids and each other and, you know, and then you come down to the how do you squeeze the toothpaste and, you know, what do you put a rag on the sink or you put it over here or you put it over there? You know, you get down to the nitty gritty. That's where the trouble starts, down at that lower level, you know. The upper level, we never have a problem. You know, we never have a problem with the upper level. Yeah. I would say we work out, you know, we're both in agreement. We don't want to move to Florida. Okay. That's an upper level decision.
Yeah.
Nobody's trying to talk anybody into it. You know, we're in agreement. There's no question.
And I also just want to say, you know, cause my opinion, I also don't want you going to Florida either. So.
that goes for you too. You know, I think that's what it comes down to is there's layers like of stuff. And as long as you really can work on those high level layers, you know, like somebody really wants to go to Florida, the other person doesn't want to go. They say, well, I'm going to get a place down there and I'll go sometime or whatever. That's a problem.
You know, and it's so true. And I think that, you know, this, you know, as silly as this question can sound, is really a very serious one. And especially during, you know, coming out of this pandemic and, you know, people being trapped together, you know, for a lack of better words, is though those things really came up, you know.
That's a great word, trapped, because some people were trapped.
Yeah, you know, and it's, And I think you realize, you know, we've talked about this before, you saw so many different relationships kind of unravel during this time. And a lot of them were shocking, frankly, you know, it really kind of caught you off guard. But then it's like all of a sudden issues, like we're saying, that, you know, you might not have even paid attention to. And that's really why communication is so important, because kind of talking about, you know, what, you know, if you're on the same page with, you know, the big things and certainly some of the little things, you know, and things that you're willing to compromise on and whatnot, you know, it's really makes a difference, especially when you're in this like super pressured situation, you know. And I think that's the key, is really you got to have some kind of communication and be able to talk, you know, that out. So that was a very insightful question, though, John. You know, it really makes you think.
Now, Dan thinks he's hiding behind the microphone, but
Dan doesn't want to participate.
No, he basically
says it all. Oh, he's coming on. Here he comes.
I wanted to hear what Otto had to say first, because he's always, you know, he's the sage of the East, West, North, and South. I think it's a matter of time. In other words, there could be times in my marriage where I could say I gave in more.
Totally.
And there are times in our marriage where she could say more. And you made a good point, Christina. I think the marriages that don't make it are the ones where someone is always feeling they had to give in more than the other. Ones that, I mean, you're 19, I'm 34, but I've known her for 40 something years. Yeah. You know, that's why you last, I think, because in the end, it all comes out in the wash.
No, I think it's so true, you know, and then you have to, because I think about that all the time, you know, my mom and I constantly have these, you know, conversations, because she said she's just so happy I found someone who legitimately is my friend. You know, we're partners, we, you know, and we each have kind of our roles and we trust each other in, you know, those things. You know, it's like, you know, he knows I'm the go-to for whatever and he's the go-to for that. And you know, it balances out. So you have that.
Roles are eventually, you know, established.
Yeah. Now,
the only person who hasn't answered this question is John.
Oh, that's right. Get him, Tim.
No, my... There's very few... My wife would disagree, but I give in to everything.
Yeah.
No, I give in all the time. When it came to the kids, I say it all the time. My girls are what they are because of my wife. I didn't pay attention. I paid attention, but, you know, she was the one. She makes fun of me to this day. Like, did you ever go to school, actually? I'll ask her a question. She'll look at me. Are you serious? Come on, John. You should have learned that in grammar school. Nobody did you any good in life. I don't remember anything. I have a room in my house that is my room. Stuff that you've given me, Christina, etc. That, you know, other than that, we kind of agree on everything. This room, Steph doesn't flip over, but whatever I want in that room, you know, she doesn't question it. And it's funny because it starts conversations like with chakras and Reiki and stuff. It starts conversations with my grandkids.
Yeah.
My one granddaughter, who is going to be 6 in August, she had a whole conversation about trying to calm her mind before she goes into school, and she understands how some of these things can help, because I was explaining different things. But the rest of it, and again, my wife is very, very giving. So, you know, the 10th time she asked me to do something, I do it. But it's not a matter of, you know, and again, Dan is saying it works. Everybody finds their little niche. There's certain things I automatically do. You know, it sounds bad. I don't put out the garbage for no reason. It would just work for years. Now I feel bad because it's hard to pick it up. And then she'll yell at me saying, now you're going to complain that you can't pick up the garbage? I haven't done it in 30 years. Don't you dare mark this up to cancer that, oh, look what I'm losing. I can't take out the garbage. You never did. So, you know, that's our relationship.
I think a lot of it evolves over time, as you pointed out. Yeah. And I do believe, like the first time I was married to my wife who passed away, I was 23 years old. She was 23 years old. We were young. We went through 7 years with no children, you know, with the issue. And you learn to know each other. When you get married at an older age, you already have established some patterns that require more work in terms of development between each other. You know, I had a 10-year jump on establishing good and bad habits, you know, as did Bunny, you know, so you have more work to do at, and then you throw a few kids in on top of that,
You throw a few kids in the mix.
Reflecting back, you do have a lot of give and take that has to be developed. You know, I think it's developed. I don't think it happens just because you go like that.
Listen, if anyone could do that, you know, and I think that that's the bottom line. And that's what Dan was saying too, is that you have to be willing to, you know, evolve, and things do change. And there is like an ebb and flow throughout all of the years and stuff. And the problem is when it's so one-sided, you know, that's when these marriages, you know, or relationships, whatever, because it goes, you know, in friendships too. It's not even, doesn't have to be in, you know, a romantic relationship, you know, that's something too, you know, people get kind of burnt out, and that's when things, you know, explode. So,
you know, we'd be the first ones to admit that we had some counseling in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, you get married, you come home from your honeymoon, you got six kids, you're grieving, the kids are grieving, everybody's grieving. John, you're a grief counselor. You can relate to that. All right. So I'll be the first one to admit that in the beginning, nah, I don't need any help. But I'll be the one who will admit right now that anybody who it's not really help, it's education. Mm-hmm. You're learning how to handle situations that they don't teach you in a book or in school. Right. You know, that, you know, how the hell do you practice that stuff? You don't. So, you know,
and why wait?
Yeah.
Somebody else's knowledge who already went through it.
Well, why not? And they give you the opportunity to talk it out. You know, you have to talk, as you pointed out, you know, Christina, you have to communicate, you have to talk it out. And sometimes having somebody help guide you through it a little bit is a good thing. So that's a different topic altogether, but it all ties in, though, because it is work.
You know, at the end of the day, like, it boils down to it's work, and you're either willing to put in the work or, you know, not. You know, so that's,
well, I think really, also you have good days, bad days. You have some days where it's a little easier to handle, and some days, you know.
You know, I have no problem talking about this issue with people and friends of mine and quasi friends, especially where I am and today. And I explain to them, if you just have a wishy-washy relationship, mm-hmm. and everybody's going to be perfect until you die, that's great. But when something goes down, like my situation, I'm more of a taker than a giver right now, that you have to have a strong relationship versus the person saying, what the hell? Am I doing that again for you? What'd you do for me? And then it's like, you know, life changes. And so you have to have the relationship whereby I'm willing to do for you. My wife says it every time. She says, what are you saying that for? Stop it. Like, I'll apologize. She says, what are you apologizing for? You would do it for me, so why wouldn't I do it for you? It's not even a discussion. Just shut up, she tells me, and we go about our business. But, you know, but there's relationships that aren't out there like that. And if you didn't do the work before, it's kind of late now.
Yeah, it's true.
That's why I try to, you know, tell people, you got to work it out. And guess what? I'm not against divorce at all.
Well, I mean, I've witnessed people who, there's no way they should be together. You know, you know, they just can't get along. And it, frankly, it's not fun being around people who are in that situation. It's terrible for the kids. I have a situation right now going, not me myself, but next level family, where I witnessed this young lady who's got two kids, and the marriage is terrible, and the two kids are paying the price.
I know.
That's the bottom line, guys. Listen, just wonderful words of advice from us. And I know we are wrapping up, but I have to say to all the mothers out there who are, you know, so special and shape us all, it is Mother's Day this weekend. So wishing everyone a blessed, whether you're a mom or you want to celebrate your own mom or your grandma or your friend that's a mom, whatever it is out there, it's just a special shout out to all those moms out there.
I thank you, Christina, I for remembering that. I appreciate that very much, that all our listeners who are mothers, et cetera, we wish you the greatest weekend. Okay? That's it. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend. And that's from me, Otto, Christina, and Dan. And we'll be back next Friday.